In the day's other news, Ukraine saw another day of deadly Russian drone and missile attacks, this time in the eastern city of Kharkiv. 4 people are dead and apartment buildings and homes damaged. The mayor of Ukraine's second largest city said it was the worst attack of the war. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine blamed each other for delaying a transfer of bodies and prisoner exchange, another sign that the two countries aren't likely to reach a peace deal anytime soon. Palestinian health officials say at least 95 people were killed in Gaza in a series of Israeli airstrikes over a 24-hour period. In Gaza City, at least 15 were killed and 50 others wounded when missiles hit residential buildings. Today is the second day of the Muslim holiday, Eid al-Adha.
We are living the second day of Eid al-Adha, when children are supposed to be in amusement parks, gardens, and parks, carrying their toys and wearing Eid clothes. However, we are pulling our children out from under the rubble in torn pieces. Eid clothes have become the white shroud.
The Palestinian health officials say Gaza's hospitals have only 3 days' worth of fuel left and that Israel is blocking aid agencies from bringing in more. Meanwhile, Israel says it's recovered the body of a Thai hostage abducted in the October 7th attack. Natapan Pinta was survived by a wife and son. Thai nationals were the largest group of foreigners taken by militants that day. 55 other hostages remain in Gaza. More than half of them are thought to be dead. President Trump isn't backing off his feud with Elon Musk. In a phone interview today with NBC News, the president said he has no desire to repair their relationship and that Musk could face serious consequences if he tried to help Democrats in the upcoming elections. Earlier today, Vice President J.D. Vance tried to downplay the clash, saying Musk made a huge mistake, but that he was emotional and frustrated. An antitrust settlement is about to transform college sports. Beginning July 1st, schools can pay players directly, sharing the revenue they gain from using their names, images, and likenesses, or NIL. Currently, only third parties can make those payments. Each school can share up to $20.5 million of athletic program revenue. That's in addition to the third-party NIL deals students athletes may make. In addition, $2.7 billion in back pay will go to athletes who competed between 2016 and 2024 before NIL deals were allowed. How the money is allocated among athletes is up to the schools. A massive manhunt in the mountains of northern Arkansas is over. Former police chief Grant Hardin, known as the Devil in the Ozarks, was captured about a mile and a half from the prison where he was serving sentences for murder and rape. He'd been on the run for more than a week after escaping by impersonating a corrections officer. Heavy rain complicated the search, washing away a trail tracked by a bloodhound. An elite Border Patrol team recently joined the search to help track Hardin through an area known for rocky forests and extensive networks of caves. And American Coco Gauff won the French Open today, beating world number one Aryna Sabalenka. In a thrilling match full of momentum swings, Gauff fought back after losing the first set in a tiebreaker. It's the second Grand Slam title for the 21-year-old Gauff. Her first, also against Sabalenka, was at the 2023 U.S. Open. This was the first French Open final for Sabalenka and the second for Gauff, who lost in 2022. Gauff is the first American woman to win the French title since Serena Williams did it in 2015. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, how AI may be making it harder for new college graduates to land a job. And how a school in Texas found a valuable classroom inside a food truck.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.